A 34-year-old woman, the 34-year-old woman who was raped and brutalized inside a stationary tempo in suburban Mumbai's Sakinaka in the early hours of Friday, has died. She died early this morning. She died while being treated at a local hospital in a vile attack that bore a disturbing similarity to the assault on a young medical student in Delhi in 2012. This woman, too, was sexually assaulted and tortured.
A 34-year-old woman raped and brutalized inside a stationary tempo in Sakinaka area of Mumbai died in hospital, battling for her life. The police have arrested a 45-year-old man and formed a special investigation team to probe the case.
The chief minister has assured a fast-track trial.
A special investigation team under our experienced officer, ACP Jyotsna Rasam, has been formed and she has been assigned the task of completing the investigation within 1 month time.
According to the police, the control room received a call around 3:20 a.m. on Friday that someone is beating a woman up. The main control room then informed the local police, and within 10 minutes, the local police reached the spot. They found the woman lying unconscious in an open tempo. Without waiting for an ambulance, the police rushed the woman to hospital in the tempo itself. The police say they caught the accused on the basis of CCTV footage.
And on perusal of the various CCTV cameras, we could trace out the accused, who turned out to be Mohan from Jaunpur of UP. We have arrested the accused and we have taken his police custody till 21st of September.
The government is assuring swift action in the case. The opposition has asked for death penalty for the guilty.
It is very sad. The lady is no more. The accused has been arrested. Definitely government will take a step to file charge sheet within the time as soon as possible.
साकेनाका की जो घटना है ये बहुत ही दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण है. एक प्रकार से मानवता को कालिख पोतने वाली ये घटना है. हमारी मांग है कि इसके ऊपर कड़ी कार्रवाई की जाए. कैसे आरोपियों को सजा देना तो कोर्ट का काम है, पर उनको फांसी की सजा ही होनी चाहिए.
There's been a number of sexual assault cases reported from multiple districts in Maharashtra in the last month, raising questions on the law and order situation in the state. With Sohit Mishra in Mumbai, Sana Marwaha for NDTV.
So, yet another Nirbhay, but SARS, the protests. This on the heels of a horrific gang rape of a minor girl in Pune last week. Gruesome rape cases coming in from two of the safest places for India, reportedly, for girls in India, reportedly. Now, this is alarming. Is brutality now normalized? Are we resigned to the situation? Joining us on Left, Right and Center tonight, we have Asha Devi, Nirbhay's mother. We have Priyanka Chaturvedi, Rajya Sabha MP and leader of the Shiv Sena. From Mumbai, we have Tara Kaushal, a journalist and author of Why Indian Men Rape. And PK Jain, former Mumbai Police Commissioner. Yes, Mr. Jain, to you first. Mumbai has always been safest for women. It's really shocking. It's heartbreaking that you're seeing this Nirbhay-like rape committed in the heart of the city. That too, on the first day of the Ganesh Chaturthi festival, a festival of hope, a festival where one celebrates the goodness in all of us. As that story said in its closing lines, this is a reflection of the law and order situation in the state.
No, I would not call it a reflection on the law and order situation in the state, for the simple reason that these sporadic incidents of rape and brutality have been happening and they will continue to happen, human nature. The only thing is that how quickly do we take action in such cases and how effective the action is subsequently in terms of conviction of the person concerned. The accused has been arrested, identified, arrested. I think that itself speaks of a pretty good policing, I would say. But yes, incidents like this, in my experience, I can say that they cannot be prevented. But effective action should act as a deterrent for many other people who would like to commit this kind of a crime. Maharashtra has been very safe, especially Mumbai has been extremely safe. There have been a drop in security over a period of time because of the population explosion, people coming from outside, the network of informants, not being that effective as of today. Yet the policing, the quick action and the investigation, I think there's nothing that I can say. They are absolutely, top class.
Mr. Jain, may I just say perhaps the first problem or the first solution would be when our police officials don't call these sporadic incidents. They aren't. There have been so many cases recently in the past week. We just saw this brutal rape of a teenager in Pune, also a very well-known, college city full of young students. And today, the police commissioner in that press conference, he said, we can't be everywhere. Isn't that a rather callous statement from the police commissioner? I mean, there's no fear of redressal, clearly. There's no fear that the police has control over the situation on the ground.
Crimes have been happening from times immemorial. Now, a police commissioner would not be speaking the truth if he does not make a statement like this.
But sir, then if crimes are going to happen for time immemorial and this is human nature, why do we need the police?
Police is needed to control. Otherwise, the crimes would go to a limit which you can't even imagine. The very fact that the people are scared of the police, especially the criminals are scared of the police, they face consequences. There are so many things in a criminal justice system besides the police investigation. Then you have prosecution, you have the judges, you have judiciary, you have society, how we bring up our young children, what kind of moral education do we give to them, what kind of content is available outside. All these things play a lot of important role in modifying the human brain or a child's brain to act the way he does when he grows up or at whatever stage he is.
Fair enough. We have Tara Kaushal here. I'm going to go across to her. But first to Priyanka Chaturvedi, just continuing this chain of thought, there have been a number of sexual assault cases reported from multiple districts of Maharashtra in the last 1 month. This raises questions on the law and order situation in the state, whether there's a fear that you would actually be caught. The opposition has been the first to point fingers at your government. Priyanka, I think you're muted.
Firstly, Sarah, I'd like to thank you for choosing to talk on a topic which is priority in India as compared to what is the TRP-driven narrative of the Gujarat chief minister being changed. Yes, as someone who has been extremely vocal about women's rights and women's safety, it is important that we discuss even the issue that happened in Mumbai and what is happening in Maharashtra. I think Mr. P.K. Jain has emphatically summed it up for you as to how Maharashtra looks at any crime, law and order related crime, versus what we are seeing in other states of the country. I will not even go into comparison. Maharashtra cannot afford to have any women-related crime, and we will come down heavily against it, whether it is in Mumbai, whether it is in Pune, whether it is in Aurangabad, or any other part of this state. The chief minister himself has come on record to condemn this particular crime. I have come on record to condemn this crime. Even various ministers have come on record to condemn this crime. What needs to understand to be understood is, one is prevention, one is prosecution, one is the last is punishment. In terms of prevention, I would say yes, maybe we failed on that particular front, but what we will definitely not fail is in terms of ensuring that prosecution happens on time and punishment is given on time. The Chief Minister himself has said we are going to be putting it in fast-track court and ensure that justice is done. Now, let's look at the police force. As soon as the crime is reported, it happened in Sakinaka, one of the important suburbs of Mumbai. Within 10 minutes, as soon as the call is recorded in the police station, the Mumbai police, or I would say the DCP of Pawai and this area, goes and ensures that the girl is looked after, the woman is looked after, and we take her to the hospital. Within 12 hours of the crime being reported, the person who is responsible for this is caught on CCTV cameras and he has been put behind bars. What we need to ensure is a foolproof mechanism to ensure that he gets the punishment he truly deserves. Are we going to, respond on the basis of fear and favor? No, we are not. Law and order is supreme, and we will follow that. Are we trying to run away or defend what has happened? No, we are not. Maharashtra is not one of the states which will defend any crime that has happened against women. We will ensure that we try to strengthen our own law and order system against women. So we will continue to do that. Are we going into fear and favor? No, we are not going to do that. So this is where we stand, and we will continue to debate it, discuss it unsparingly, even if it's in my own state of Maharashtra, where our government is in power. Our government has categorically come on record, and we will continue to fight for the justice for the woman who unfortunately has lost her life, but we will work to ensure that justice is done to her without politics being involved, because this particular crime is above our politics.
I think so, and I hope the opposition too would come to that agreement. This woman, she spent 36 hours fighting for her life in hospital before she passed away this morning. I want to bring in Tara Kaushal. Tara, you heard Mr. Jain saying that this is, you know, this is human responses. These crimes like this are only to be expected. We had a study conducted by the Thomson Reuters Foundation in 2018 that ranked India as the world's most dangerous country for women. I mean, we're talking about Afghanistan, etc., but it was actually India that they ranked most dangerous for women. Tara Kaushal, you've investigated what makes India a dangerous place for women. You've interviewed men who've committed acts of sexual violence, who've committed acts of rape. What, according to you, makes this such a dangerous place for women?
Well, so, of course, this is absolutely horrific. I spent the day really traumatized. But I want to refute what was said in the lead-in to this story, as well as what Mr. Jain said, which is, this is not a reflection of the law and order situation of Maharashtra. I believe this is a reflection of the culture that allows them to believe that this is acceptable behavior, and of course that they will get away. But to say that this is human nature, that crimes have been happening from time immemorial, completely removes the aspect of nurture. How are we raising our men and boys? And it's not very exciting to say, it's more exciting to say, you know, capital punishment, hang the rapist. But it's not a very exciting thing to say that we actually have to invest 20, 30 years in changing the culture, in raising our men and boys better. So there are lots of reasons. There's patriarchy, there's porn, there's lots of reasons. But there is one solution, which is to work with men and boys to change patriarchy, to change the culture that allows people to think that this is okay, this is an okay response to finding a woman alone or vulnerable. I often say this. If someone told me tomorrow, you know, you can murder someone and get away with it, I would say, hey, thanks for the offer, but I think it's not my culture. It's not what I want to do. Why is it that a defenseless woman is seen as prey? Who's raising men like this? Who gives them this entitlement? So I think we really need to focus on prevention. It's not fun. It's not easy, but that's what we need to do.
So it's complex. It's not easy, and there are no shortcuts to this. But one of the immediate issues are punishment. Is that a deterrence? We have Asha Devi Ji joining us. Asha Devi Ji, ye Nirbhay case ke convicts ko phansi hui thi. Magar lagta hai ki kisi ko koi matlab dar capital punishment se kisi ko koi dar ya hesitation nahi hoti hai.
Ji. Nirbhaya ke case mein unko 4 ko phansi hui. Usse pahle aur iske baad kitni sari ghatnaen hui. कितनी बच्चियां मारी गई, किसको इंसाफ मिला, किसको फांसी होगी. आप 100 साल बाद उठा के एक केस में फांसी दे देंगे और उम्मीद करेंगे कि हमारा देश सुरक्षित हो जाए, हमारी महिलाएं सुरक्षित हो जाए. ऐसे नहीं होगा. एक केस में आप फांसी दे दिए, आप सोच रहे हैं कि सारे सबको इंसाफ मिल गया, सारे लोग सुधर गए, तो ऐसा नहीं होगा. आप देखिए कि निर्भया का जब घटना हुआ, कितने सारे कानून बनाए गए, और निर्भया से पहले भी घटना हुई है, पहले भी बच्चियां मारी गई हैं, बाद में भी मारी गई हैं, लेकिन केस सालों साल 10 साल 15 साल चल रहे हैं. मैं इस पे काम करती हूं, मेरे को पता है कि कितने केस हाई कोर्ट में है, सुप्रीम कोर्ट में है, और एक केस में फांसी हो गई तो आप उम्मीद करते हैं, हम उम्मीद करते हैं कि नहीं अब समाज सुधर जाएगा, तो ऐसे नहीं होगा। जिस रफ्तार से केस हो रहा है, जिस रफ्तार से क्राइम हो रहा है, जिस बर्बरता के साथ हो रहा है, उसी तरह उनको अगर सजा मिलेगी, हर केस में सजा मिलेगी और समय रहते सजा मिलेगी। एक समय बाध्य हो कि नहीं फास्ट ट्रैक कोर्ट में केस चल रहा है तो फास्ट ट्रैक कोर्ट हो, नाम का नहीं हो। निर्भया के बाद जितने सारे कानून बनाए गए हैं सब कागजों में है, अभी तक लागू नहीं हुआ। निर्भया के इंडिया में क्राइम हो जाता है, महिलाएं मर जाती है, जेल में चले जाते हैं, आप बताइए कि इसके बाद क्या होता है? इसके बाद ये महिला मर गई, दो मुजरिम या एक मुजरिम है वो जेल में चले गए, जिसको भी बोलना था हम भी बोल लिए, आप भी बोल लिए, सीएम साहब भी बोल लिए कि नहीं हम नौकरी दे देंगे, ठीक है। इसके बाद क्या, उस परिवार का क्या, उस महिला का अधिकार का क्या, मानव अधिकार कहाँ गया? जब निर्भया का मुजरिमों को फांसी होने लगी थी, डेट पड़ने लगा था, तो चारों तरफ से हमें घेर लिया गया कि उनका मानव अधिकार है। मैं आज पूछती हूँ कि उस महिला का मानव अधिकार कहाँ है? वो मानव अधिकार वाला एक आदमी कहाँ आके बोल रहा है कि नहीं महिला का मानव अधिकार है, उस पुरुष को सजा मिलनी चाहिए। अभी तो ये जो भी केस सामने आ रहे हैं, जो मीडिया में आ गए, वो हमको दिखते हैं। आपको अंदाजा नहीं कि कितने सारे केस हैं जो फाइल ही नहीं होते, सामने ही नहीं आते। तो कहने की बात ये है कि जब घटना होती है तो हम लोग इकट्ठे हो जाते हैं चैनल के माध्यम से, रोड पे हल्ला दो चार दिन मचाते हैं, फिर अपने अपने घर चले जाते हैं। समस्या ये है कि आज भी हम 2012 में ही खड़े हैं, आज भी हालात बल्कि बदतर से बदतर होती जा रही है। क्यों? कि जब निर्भया के साथ घटना हुई, जब उसके साथ जो बर्बरता हुई, उससे हमारे समाज के लोगों ने सीख ले लिया, जो ऐसे प्रकृति के लोग हैं, और उसी की तरह घटना करने लगे हैं। आज जो महिला के साथ हुआ है उसी की तरह बर्बरता हुई है। तो क्या हमारा समाज, क्या हमारा प्रशासन, हमारा सिस्टम इस चीज को नहीं देख रहा है? लेकिन हमारा सिस्टम नहीं सक्रिय हुआ, नहीं सबक लिया। अगर सबक लिया होता तो स्थिति और होती। बात अगर हम निर्भया के करें तो 100 साल 20 साल 50 साल बाद एक केस में चार को फांसी हुई है, हजारों बच्चियां मर गई है। तो जब तक सारे केस में जैसा मुजरिम है क्राइम है वो इसी तरह सजा नहीं मिलेगी, तो हमारा समाज का मानसिकता नहीं बदलेगी और हमारे देश में बच्चियां सुरक्षित नहीं होगी।
आशा देवी, तो थैंक यू आपके लिए। आई एम श्योर दिस इज नॉट इजी, आपके लिए आसान नहीं है कमिंग ऑन टीवी शोज एंड टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस रिपीटेडली ओवर एंड ओवर अगेन। प्रियंका, आई नो यू वांट टू से समथिंग एज डज मिस्टर जैन, बट आई थिंक इट्स ओनली फेयर दैट आशा देवी जी गेट्स द लास्ट वर्ड ऑन दिस शो tonight. Thank you all for joining us as we try and continue to keep the focus on this extremely critical issue, the safety of Indian women in all our cities. Thank you all.